AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump announced yesterday that the U.S. was indefinitely extending its ceasefire with Iran, a day before it was set to expire. Iran state television says Iran had acknowledged the ceasefire extension, but did not say that Tehran was ready to attend a new round of talks to end the war. Pakistan had planned to host a second round of talks, but the White House suspended Vice President J.D. Vance's planned trip to Islamabad. Iran semi-official news agencies are reporting the paramilitary Revolutionary Guard has attacked a third ship in the Strait of Hormuz. Earlier, Iranian state television said two ships attacked by the guard were now in the force's custody and being taken to Iran. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports the U.S.-Israel-Iran war could force large amounts of Iranians living in Turkey to return home.
For years, short-term residency permits have allowed Iranians to pursue economic opportunities and enjoy relative stability in neighboring Turkey. But it's a precarious situation, and the war has raised the stakes. Sadri Hagshinaz spends her days selling borak, a layered savory pastry, at a shop in Istanbul, but her mind is on her daughter in Tehran. The family had had to send her home after they ran into difficulties renewing her visa. I swear I cry every day, Hagshinaz says. There's no life in my country, and there's no life here. What shall we do? Tens of thousands of Iranians now live in neighboring Turkey, but the short-term visas can be expensive to renew. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The wife of a U.S. Army sergeant is being held at an immigration detention facility in El Paso, Texas. Jose Serrano, an active duty soldier who served three tours in Afghanistan, says immigration agents arrested his wife April 14th as they attended an appointment to take steps toward her permanent residency. This is AP News. Cuban exiles are hoping that President Trump's threat of military action on the island will mean compensation for the homes and businesses taken from them after Fidel Castro's 1959 revolution.
Raul Valdez Fauli, a Cuban-American and the former mayor of Coral Gables in Florida, says his family lost everything when in 1960, Fidel Castro's government confiscated banks, sugar mills, and the 200 largest industries.
My father and my uncle, who was the president of the bank, were sitting in their office, and somebody came in with a machine gun and said, "You are a bunch of worms, gusanos. Get out of here. This now belongs to the people, to the revolution."
Valdez Fauli is one of many Cuban Americans who are hoping that if there is U.S. military action and regime change in Cuba, they'll finally get back what was taken from them. I'm Donna Warder.
More stories at APNews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.